You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey guys, this is your fearlessly fly girl, Crystal Marie, and welcome to Fear Doesn't Go With My Outfit. Guys, this is podcast episode number one. I am so excited. I hope you had a little dance party at the very beginning because I sure did. I'm excited, guys. It's episode one. Okay, so right now, I have a very, very special guest. I'm just going to let her introduce herself. The only thing I can say is, like, she just happens to be one of my BFFs. So I am going to let her introduce herself. This is a very, very special show. As you guys know, the whole point of Fear Doesn't Go With My Outfit is to let people know we're kicking fear in the balls, and we're telling them where to go and how to get there. Every other week will be a different topic. So today is Fear Doesn't Go With My Purpose. So we are going to get right into it, and I am going to have her introduce herself. Hey, BFF. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, boo. Hey. Hey, everybody. I'm V, the Tarot BFF.
Yes.
I am a round the way girl, down to earth, straight shot, no chaser. So me and the Crystal Marie, we do it, okay?
We do the most. You know, fly girls, our daily goal is to do what? We do the most on all occasions. This is just what we do. So I wanted to bring her in, guys, because I think this resonates home with her. I want you guys to really understand whatever your purpose is, whether people get it or not, whether it seems to be taboo or crazy or just people won't get it.
Just don't understand.
Just look, parents just don't understand. People just don't understand.
So, everyone just doesn't understand.
Yeah. So explain your purpose. What is your purpose?
Okay. So my purpose, the grand scheme of it, is communication. And I have found a way to tap into the energy of other people to help them communicate, to live their best and most fulfilling lives.
Ooh, energy.
Energy is massive. People downplay it so much, but everything is energy.
So wait. Okay. Back up for the people in the back. Okay. Hold on. Look. Trail back. Uh-huh. Back up. Uh-huh. Back
for the
up.
Cheap seats. For the cheap seats.
For the cheap seats. Wait a minute. Okay. So when you say you tap into people's, what does that mean? Like, what are you doing? Because, in the black community, it's like, ooh.
Yeah. You know, and it's.
Because you were raised Christian, right?
It's Baptist. I was definitely raised Christian, you know. So going left, you know, it took me a little while to kind of.
But is it really left, though? Like, I feel like God gives everybody a purpose, a gift. And this just happens to be your gift.
This is true. And it took me a long time to come to grips with.
Yes.
Christianity, spirituality. Am I doing the wrong thing? Am I doing the right thing? Yes. It feels so good. I'm doing the right thing. I'm helping people. But I was raised to say, nah, this ain't it.
This ain't it. Right. So that's what I want to tap into. Let's talk about, okay, let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
Back into time.
The way back machine.
Way back. Uh-huh. So let's go back. And how did you first know that you had this gift or this purpose? Right then, you didn't know it was a purpose, right?
No, not at all.
So let's talk about that. Tell me, like, if you remember the age.
So I don't remember the age specifically, maybe around 5 or 6.
Nice.
And nice. I recall telling people in my family things that I had no business knowing. Or there was no way that I could have known.
Wow.
Things that I was just spouting out of my childlike mouth, you
oh,
know?
Oh, gosh.
And so from there, you know, on my dad's side, they were more, I had one aunt. She was very eccentric.
Yes. So a little bit more loose.
A little bit more loose. You know, she would be the aunt that would call me every weekend and ask me, you know, what did you dream about? What number? Give me some numbers.
I love it.
And so when I was younger, it was just like, oh, Auntie Eleanor is going to call. I got to give her some numbers.
I love it.
And then from there, it was just this deep fascination and interest in all the things that I could not explain. Metaphysical, spiritual, the occult, everything. You know, I was the kid, you know, reading about transcendental meditation. Like,
look, exactly. What?
You know?
What's that? I'm like, wait a minute,
trying to transcend using meditation. And it was just a book that my dad had. And I was like, huh, this is interesting. So, of course, I'm probably about, you know, 8 or 9. So it wasn't really sinking in.
Right.
But I just knew that there was something beyond myself that was bigger than me.
So what was the aha moment? And then how did the parents take it? Because that's always, you know.
So flash forward. I went to Catholic school for middle school. We had field day. This is always a funny story for me. We had field day. And the nuns are like, you know, bring board games. We're going to be on the track. We're going to do. So what did I bring?
Oh, God.
I brought my Ouija board.
Oh, God.
It was a board game.
Not the Ouija board with the nuns.
I did bring the Ouija board to the Catholic school.
Guys, and we can't make this stuff up.
It was not received very well at all.
Who bought you this Ouija board?
One of the aunts on my dad's side. My Aunt Jo. I asked for it for Christmas, and asking ye shall receive.
I love it. I love it.
So flashing forward, tarot has always been in the back of my mind, has always been something that I always came back to. But it wasn't until college that I actually bought my first pack of tarot cards. I came home. I went to school in New Orleans. You know,
listen,
the place just draws you in. When
yes,
you a weirdo in the
yes,
West, best way,
yes,
New Orleans
New
will
Orleans
find you.
New Orleans is the place to be. Okay. I love Noya. Okay.
And so I bought a pack of tarot cards. I bought a book and I just sat down and just started kind of teaching myself how to read. Because at this time, all of my aunts on my father's side had passed away. As I got interested into
this
life.
But let's speak about that, because that was your kind of backbone to say, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And they kind of nurtured you in your gift
a little bit.
It seems like they kind of helped you tap into that. Like, what's numbers? Or what did you dream about?
Yes.
Or, you know, how do you feel? Or, you know, so it's kind of like that was the squad during that time.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay.
But I want to say that I did not. Just like living in New Orleans, I did not appreciate it at the time because it didn't make sense. It was like, yeah, those my aunts. Okay, whatever. Yeah, and as I got older.
And I'm just here for school. I'm ready to go home.
How about that? I can't get my hair done down here.
Right. It's hot.
So,
it's hot.
So just started studying tarot and started reading for myself, reading for my suite mates in the room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were coming back and saying, hey, what you said was right. And I'm like, who'd have thunk it? I'm the biggest skeptic on what I do.
Right. But this is college. You hear, you know, you like, I got to pass these tests, classes.
Exactly.
You were studying what?
I am by trade a speech and language pathologist.
Wow, guys.
So, yeah, I do have a professional 9-to-5. but once again, I came at communication.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, even that.
It still falls
though.
In the same vein.
Yeah, I love it.
You know? So, as I became more, I really wasn't out with tarot reading until probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But my family, my dad was, you know, he was okay with it. My mom just did not speak about it. She just did not, you know. Not to say that I was wrong or anything like that, but she didn't tell anybody. She didn't speak on it, none of that, you know.
And then you don't know what you don't know. So she had no
exactly
clue on it because, again, probably how she was, we don't do that. We mm-hmm. don't. You pray to the God.
Exactly.
Okay? You pray to Jesus.
And that's it.
And yeah. 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 So what you talking about? Nah.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. But they could not deny that I would say things.
Something wrong with our child.
And things would happen. Well, I won't say things would happen, but they would come to pass, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward college, you know, I'm really in this college mind, and mm-hmm. Terrell takes a back seat because now it's like I'm graduating college. Mm-hmm. I have a whole boyfriend.
And at this point, right, I was about to say, so what the boo say? Like,
yeah.
At this point.
At the time, the boo didn't say much because I wasn't really
you out
with
it. It
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't sit in me as deep as it does now. It mm-hmm. was just something that I was interested in, and it was something that I knew I had a skill in some way.
So fast forward. So now you're mm-hmm. married. It's just like a hobby, something you do for yourself or
right.
someone who really knows you to mm-hmm. ask about it.
Yes.
So now you're married, whole kid.
Whole kid, married, the whole kid, the whole nine,
uh-huh.
you know.
Doing the life.
Doing the life. What the society, exactly, with the air quotes.
Because I'm quoting, guys, quotes. End quote. Okay.
With society, tells you
to
do.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And I had this, in college, we had this newspaper, and it was just like, where do you see yourself in the year 2025 or something crazy? And I was like, I'll be married. I'll be a speech therapist. I'll have two kids.
Yeah, she was one of those guys.
And so, you know, and honestly, by 27, I had peaked. I had all that.
You did everything.
I was on my second house. I was married. I had been married for 2 years at that time. Mm-hmm. I had a child. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was just, then it was, oh, shit.
So he was almost two, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, what do I do now? Like, everything that I had planned in my mind,
mm-hmm.
I had already accomplished. And I'm like, now what?
Now what? Now what? You, like, I done reached a,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Yeah, and it gets scary when you are a planner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your plan has come to the end, and you didn't plan for anything after that because you just thought it was going to take much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it was at that time that I started to do some introspection. You know, I was battling some postpartum depression.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who I was, where I was going, and I came back to tarot.
Nice. So it's so again, we don't know this is the purpose, but tarot kind of at that moment saved your sanity.
Definitely.
If we can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Saved your sanity to, because again, you're tapping into something that was meant for you all along.
Exactly.
But again, we don't know that part yet.
Right.
We don't know that part.
Right.
So let's talk about when did that ever affect your relationship or?
Definitely.
Can we get into that?
Sure.
Because you know, this show, we get raw a little bit.
We need to
know the deets.
Yes, yes. Okay. So based on my signs, uh-huh. when I'm interested in something, I can get very obsessive about it and wanting to know all the things.
So you are a?
I am a Taurus, Virgo rising, Capricorn moon. For everybody that understands that, once I get started with some shit, I continue until I'm done.
Yeah. And Virgo here. So Virgo and Tauruses are like
besties.
They go hand in hand. So,
long story short, tarot became kind of like this other person or this
yeah.
other thing. And I wanted to spend a lot of time doing that.
Oh, you was cheating with tarot.
I was cheating with tarot.
At least that's how it looked.
Yes. So it was like, you know, but it was this passion that I could not put down. I could not
put
it away.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're a mommy, when you're a wife, and when you're
all these titles,
occupation,
all these,
you know, all those things should come before what you have a passion
your
for.
Your self-care.
Exactly.
Look.
Quotes
in quote. Okay.
Yes. And, you know, and just over time, you know, things started to slowly deteriorate, you know,
in regards to my relationship.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Because it was like we didn't have the same views on things. The more I got closer to who I was and what I was interested in, it did not match, you know, with my husband at the time.
Got you.
You know, and I can't fault him for it not matching him.
Because,
you know, when we dated and when we were together, you know, I was quote unquote normal. There goes those air quotes. Normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
When you start pulling shit out the bag, it's just like, wait, hold up, mm-hmm. wait a minute.
You know, we start realizing we're beautiful weirdos.
Exactly.
It's like, wait, but
yes.
I like that.
Exactly.
And I don't want to do that.
And it was something that I could not put away.
Yeah. And I don't want to hang with the soccer moms. Mm. And I don't want to, come in and yes. start and bake 10 cakes.
No.
And I don't.
I am not that type of mommy.
And sometimes, my kid, I'm like, go sit down.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're like, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, there was a dissolving of our marriage, mm-hmm, we are still good co-parents.
Oh, yeah.
For my kid and kid.
Yeah.
And, he's thriving and growing. And I think that he has a good balance of structure and free form.
So when did you start? Because, again, you hadn't started,
reading.
Yes. So when did you say? And it could have been like, Crystal, I realized yesterday, mm-hmm, like it was my. Mm-hmm. So like, when did you say, I'm going to come out. I'm going to tell the world who I am. I'm going to actually turn this into a lifestyle or a business or a, a whatever you mm-hmm. wanted it to be.
So I want to say maybe a year before I got divorced. Mm-hmm. Before separated. So 2014, 2013,
okay.
2014, somewhere in there.
Okay.
I loved the Boston Tea Room in Ferndale.
Shout out to the Boston Tea Room.
And I'm currently a reader there at V. If you need a reading, come see me.
Yes. Yes.
But I would visit there and have readings of my own. They're like, you can do this. And I'm like, I don't think I can.
I love it.
So
yeah.
One night.
So you was finding your tribe.
Exactly.
You were finding your tribe.
Exactly. And then one night I had this dream. And in this dream, all of my aunts from my dad's side of the family were there. My grandmother was there. And I could smell them. I could feel them. I could just. And I woke up and I was just in tears, just crying. I can't remember the what the dream was about, but they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that same day that I got an email from Heather Lee Navarre at the Boston Tea Room mm-hmm. owner.
Hey, Heather Lee.
Fearless girl herself.
I love
fearless
her.
Fly girl.
She's a fearless badass is what she is.
Boss. Okay.
I love her.
She sent me an email and she's like, I need you to come work for me. And
wow.
She was like, we'll work on schedule. We'll work on time. I know you have a full-time job and a kid and you're married and we'll work on it.
I feel like the ancestors were guiding you, your aunts
yes.
were guiding you
yes.
the whole time.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I feel like mm-hmm. they were still your tribe, whether physically here, spiritually, still kind of had your back. Like,
definitely.
But as you can see, this was in you. Like, this was in the family. This was in the bloodline.
Exactly.
This is nothing that you called me now.
No.
We're going to do this. Like, nah.
This is not just a
fufu.
It's just not like pick up, oh, this is going to make me money. No.
Yeah.
This caused me a lot of sacrifice, a lot of pain in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Lot of fear. People like, is she crazy? Oh, my God, get away from me. That's demonic. That's devil. Because, I almost got into a couple fights.
Ma'am?
Who you talking to?
Ma'am?
You ain't talking to my
Yeah. You've saved me a couple
yes,
times.
Yes, because I don't play that.
But the fear of stepping into that, walking in my marriage, stepping out of that into the space of this is what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna do whether people rock with me or not.
This is it,
and this is where the fear
mm-hmm.
went in the bag.
Yeah, kicked it in the balls.
In the balls. You hear me? Yes.
And then 2015, the year that I separated, I went to Reader Studio. And that was when I knew.
So it's like a convention. So
it's
like if I go to like
convention.
Event planners,
exactly.
like a conference or whatever, I love
People
it.
People from all across the country come to Reader Studio. And I didn't have any money to go.
Mm-hmm.
I asked
Did y'all
my
hear
parents.
That?
I asked my parents, I said, can you
Listen,
front me this money?
I need to go.
I called my friend and said, can I sleep on your floor when I get there?
Yes.
And they mm-hmm. were like, my mom was like, my dad's like, well, why do you want this money? And I had a conversation. I said, Daddy, if I said this was a speech conference, you wouldn't give me two, mm-hmm. Questions.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, okay, so why is this different? And he really had to sit back and think about
mm-hmm.
it. They gave me the money. Heather Lee was like, yo, you're not sleeping on anybody's floor. I got your room.
I love it.
Had a room. And that weekend completely changed my life.
Mm.
I came home. I met my tribe. I stood and I cried. And I said, these are my people.
And I remember that phone call and you were just so full. Like,
oh my
you
God.
Were just so
overflowing.
Like, Crystal, and I love you.
It was amazing.
Oh my God. And I was so excited and happy for you. Cause I'm like, see?
It was such a step out on faith.
Yes.
And just fear does not gel with anything that you're trying to
no,
manifest.
No, and you had to, again. you had to pick up, like, kick fear in the balls and go, you know what? I'm going to get on this plane. I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
One step at a time. There was no pre-planning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, I got to go. I have to save my life at this point.
Yes.
And I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. So, okay. So after Reader Studio, the mm-hmm. game changed.
Okay. Oh, the game, I came home and I was sitting in speech things and I'm like, why am I here? I don't even want to do this anymore.
So
how do I make this work?
Yeah. So let's talk about Red Light Reading.
Yes.
www.redlightreadings.com. Yes. If you're listening right now, I need you to go right now.
Right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, I was wanting to, you know, work publicly, and it started on Facebook. And I would tell people, hey, the red light is on.
Yeah.
And that meant to send your questions.
And stuff. Yes. Yeah.
So that meant to send your questions to my inbox. And at this time, I was just like, hey, I'm practicing. I want to be able to do this and let people know that I'm doing this.
Sure.
And so after a while, I just say red light. And then after a while, it was just like, well, okay, we got to make this a name. Okay, Red Light Readings.
Mm-hmm. And then people were asking, mm-hmm. can I have a reading offline?
Yes. So it started on Etsy, you know. And
good old Etsy.
Listen, Etsy will get you together, honey.
For the weirdos. You hear me? Etsy, I'm like, oh, yes. bye, weirdos. I need a feather cape. Boom, I need something. Here, yes, the space for the beautiful weirdos. I love it. And shout out to Etsy.
And so in the mix of Reader Studio, I met my mentor, Teresa Reed, Mama T.
Hey, TT.
And I took her tarot brainery course, and it was all about starting a business as a tarot reader.
Continual education, which is what we would do if we wanted to get our master's,
yes.
if we wanted to get a new position at our 9 to 5. Like, this mm-hmm. is continuing education, but it's a level of what? Self-care, too.
Everything comes down
everything.
To self-care. Because here's the thing. If you do not pour into yourself first, you will have nothing to give anyone else.
No, and then how can you expect anybody else to, well, I want him to treat me a certain way, but you don't like mm-mm. yourself.
Exactly.
Walking in the room with them shoes, ooh, honey, okay.
You know what?
Wait, I'm just saying. So, you know, yes. again...
Yes.
The presence, the self-care, whatever you do, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So again, so you are investing in your what? Craft.
Investing in my craft.
I love it.
And really allowing myself the space and the time to flourish in it. Not care about the judgments of other people. Because judgment will keep you in the gate. Okay?
Listen, and then you'll be looking like... But then you have to look at who's judging you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their situation.
Yes.
Usually they're miserable. So why am I taking advice from you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly
why?
That. Exactly that.
So once you freed your mind of that, shout out to En Vogue. Okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
Once you freed your mind from that, it was like a totally different.
It was smooth sailing. Smooth sailing. Yeah, there's always rocky water.
Oh, yeah.
But
the boat didn't tip over.
I was navigating the hell out of that
Listen,
shit.
Listen, that okay? boat didn't tip over. We was like, look, stroke.
Hey, when the motor break down, you break out the oars,
Listen,
okay? Hey.
I love it. So now you are like this badass BFF
I am
tarot reader.
The tarot BFF.
I love it.
And
so people can go on the website. They can purchase reading. So
yes.
let everybody know what else you tap into. We got the tarot cards here.
Yes.
You do. And she's a medium, guys. Explain what that is.
Long,
I mean, I know.
Anna, because I'm always quick to give you the quick, talking to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you feel like somebody has a message for you or you, you know, hey, I wonder X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Hit V up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not going to try to convince you of whatever. You just have to experience it from yourself. But you know how Crystal Marie is. We not having no foo-foo on this show. I only rocks with the real deal. Okay? So get your mind.
I do tarot. I call myself the cardomancy queen. I love cardomancy is card reading.
Can we play?
Yes, we can.
Can we play, guys, with
sure.
the tarot? I was just, look, this is the first episode, but it would have been cool. Like, okay, call up. And,
yes.
what's your question? Like on Martin Rood episode, what's your question? So let's just, I don't know, what can we do? You guys hear shuffling the cards. She's like a.
And I just want to take it way back for a second on Crystal Marie. So I met her many, many years ago. And
selling my business.
And uh-huh. I specifically remember us being at Vixen Fitness.
Oh, shout out to Danielle Green. Yes, after hours. After class, Danielle. We wasn't doing anything
during class.
Because we both had keys, right?
And we sat down and I gave Crystal a reading and I was telling her that what she was doing at the time, it was going to end. It was not going to be the thing that she does forever.
Wow.
And she knew it and she was wanting to accept it but could not see it, mm-hmm. could not fathom
visually,
it.
It just was not
based
there.
On where she was at the current
right,
moment.
Based on the current.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just remember, and I hold that reading so dear to me because I've seen her grow and thrive and expand in all of these years into this powerhouse that she is now on different levels.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and she's still evolving. You know, she's still growing.
Like, oh, yeah, this ain't it.
Y'all just wait.
Yeah,
you know?
Just wait and say.
So she has always and been a very great supporter of me and at all. I'll call her at any time of the night and I'm like, look, I got this idea. She is my Boothang diary. So when I wake up with weird dreams, I immediately text her and I'm like, keep this in the Rolodex just in case.
Program it. Right, right. Because we always have to come back to it. Like, remember what uh-huh. you said? Because
yes.
something what happened. Again, guys, this is her purpose.
Yes.
This is her gift. And you can't, and honestly, you cannot run from your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like God had your aunts in certain position when they left, he still had them
right.
tapping into you.
Right.
He pulled people like Teresa to come into your life,
exactly.
like Heatherly, the Boston Tea Room.
Yes.
You know, I think
they created
God's plan.
Exactly. They created community for me to be able to grow and thrive.
But you cannot tell me the universe or God had nothing to do with that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you can't
this
say.
This was all before me.
Yeah. Nobody can say. Oh, yeah, she just made, or this Mm-mm. is that. No, you can't. This stuff, you can't foo-foo.
Not at all.
So let's do something. Let's play.
So is there a question that you wanted to, want to ask, want to talk about, want to open up? Now, I will say this. Being the tarot BFF and what that means is that I am very down to earth, straight shot, no chaser. It's like talking to your best friend.
Straight shots.
You
it's
know.
Like drinking what? Just
straight. I'm a crown
She's
girl.
A brown liquor girl.
I'm a brown liquor girl. So, yeah. but the messages are very direct, you know, and I empower you through tough love. And it's like sitting down talking to your girlfriends, but I just have cards out that kind of guide the conversation. So with
your
that
smart
being,
girlfriends, you know, you always got one that you like, man, I can't. Because, wow.
Everybody has a rose,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
So with that being said, is there anything that you wanted to speak on or bring up, knowing that
let's
whatever
talk about the podcast. This
up.
Is episode one.
All
How
right.
is the podcast gonna go for The Crystal Marie? So while she's shuffling and dealing, guys, thecrystalmarie.com. Make sure you join the fear list because listen, I'm gonna be sending goodies that way. That's how you'll know about the episodes. That's how you'll know about everything. So definitely make sure you check out thecrystalmarie.com. As you guys know, fear doesn't go with my outfit, the Fearlessly Fly merch. Definitely check that out as well. You can go to the website, click shop now, and it will take you to the store. So we got some goodies, some hoodies, some tees, some bags and buttons there. Okay. What we got? Oh, God.
All
guys,
right.
You should see these cards.
So I did something a little different with a Lenormand deck.
Nice.
And so, more cars, by the way. Looking at this podcast, number one, with the heart in the center, it's all about love. Like, this is a passion play for Crystal Marie.
So this is a good sign,
this
right?
It's a very good sign.
Okay.
And the dog kind of overshadows the reading, and that's all about loyalty. It's all about, you know, trust and being friends. So I feel like you are really going, this is like a baby for you.
Yes.
And it's really going to, you guys are going to trust one another. Even though the podcast is a thing, the energy that the thing is bringing you, it's going to be this element of trust and loyalty. It's going to work for you in the way that you work for it.
Love
okay.
it. Okay.
in the beginning, it looks like things were, you know, kind of hitting your head against the wall, trying to figure out, how do I start? Where do I go in? Kind of like this maze, you know? But there was this awakening of, this is how I'm going to do it. And the work and the effort that was put in, and the man card comes up here. And I just have to give a shout out to HBO back here, who is out here doing it. He is in the background. He is recording.
Right, he's recording right now.
So he has a lot of support for you and this podcast and moving it forward.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There is the sense of elevation that will happen. And with my cross here, I feel as though what people are going to speak about are going to be what looked like their burdens, but are actually going to be revelation.
Yes, yes. That's what I want. That's all about, how did I get through these tough times? Because we can always woe is me all day. I never want to want people to feel like they have to stay down and all the time. How can we get through this? How can we be fearless and persevere through whatever the problem is? So I love it.
Okay. And there's going to be a lot of problem solving within this podcast.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, you know, even if you invite people and they're like, okay, I know what I'm doing, I know, there's still going to be question, and you're going to be able to, you know, tap into, once again, sharing energy to problem solve, to come up with messages. And you're going to have lots of visitors. I mean, with my rider card, rider talks about visitors and talks about messages. So you will never be scrounging, looking for someone to interview.
Really? Because that's what I'm a little bit nervous about. Mm-mm. Like, well,
there's no need, because I feel like they're going to come to you as well as you going to them.
Yeah. And guys, you see, I'm being like, we're being open, honest, raw. I'm telling you, like, listen, this is my first episode. I'm kind of just, I'm out here with y'all. But we in this together.
All the way.
The Fearless Fly Girls, whoever's listening, we're in this together. So I appreciate you guys for riding with me, because I'm like, is this going to be good?
And so when we break out tarot, the King of Cups, the Knight of Pentacles, and the Six of Cups. This Knight of Pentacles.
These cards, is that Tupac?
It is Tupac, yes. I work with the illest tarot by Christy Prokopiak. And yes, this Tupac with his shirt off and Thug Life showing is on my King of Cups card.
I love it.
But the Knight of Pentacles here with the the Olsen twins, is talking about taking your time. You know, allow this podcast to grow. Allow it to do what it's going to do. You don't have to rush through it.
I love that.
The King of Cups is saying, you know, be yourself. There is going to be this element of you having this reservation of emotional energy, because you want this to be the best, but you don't want to have a breakdown in the middle of it. You know,
because you know, I will get real. You know, I get emotional. So, yes.
But the Six of Cups talks about balance, and it talks about finding this middle ground between something that you love and what you want to share. You know, there's a reciprocity that happens within this podcast.
So it's not
just you doing this for you. You're also giving things away to other people. Emotional energy, which is always good. With the two cups, it tells me that this is definitely a passion play for you.
Yay. Good things, guys. Good.
Definitely good things. Definitely good things.
Good things. So, okay. So, V. So, give your spiel. Where can they find you? Where can they, if they're local, if they're not local, if they're international, because you know, you do it all. Wherever you are, you can support them. So let them know. Instagram, your website, everything.
Website is www.redlightreadings.com. I'm on Instagram at Red Light Readings. I'm on Twitter at Red Light Reading, no S. Let's see. I'm always all over Facebook. There's Red Light Readings with Facebook. I think this at Get Red Light. And I have different types of readings. You know, I have my favorite, and the ones that BFFs mostly request, is the Sea Breeze. And it's a virtual reading. So you could be in another country. You could be down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But we can look at each other while this reading is going on.
Okay. I love it.
I do phone readings. I have a couple email readings, but I'm thinking I like to connect personally.
Yeah.
So I might be edging those out.
Yeah, do what's good for your brand and something.
Yes.
You know, and I think people love the virtual, because it's like, I can see you.
I see
that you are.
Yes.
You know, that you're here with me. You're focused. You're really, you know, so people like that visual as well.
And if you're local, I do what are called divination dates, and those are in-person readings. Those are by appointment only. And I usually start with virtual readings before you know, we hook up face to face in real time.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that,
because, you know, folks is crazy. Let's just be honest. People crazy.
Just being honest.
Let's just be honest. So, guys, listen.
And the Boston Tea Room. Every other Friday and Sunday, I am there reading.
Boston Tea Room.
Yes.
And Ferndale, Michigan.
Yes. Friday evenings and Sunday all day.
I love it. I love it. So, guys, okay, so listen. So, if you're listening to the podcast right now and you're like, she needs to read my life, because she's going to hand you your life. I'm just going to let you know. She's going to hand
it. It's going to be on a silver platter, though.
Yeah, but she's going to hand it to you. So, you know, definitely let her know, hey, I'm a Fearless Fly Girl of the show. Let her know. And she might just throw a little treat in there. So
just let her know,
like, hey, I'm a fly girl. That's the code word, fly girl. Okay? I heard you on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Code word, fly girl. So, and she might just hook you up with a little something.
A little
but
shot.
Look,
little
you still
sign.
Got to do some coins, okay? Listen, fear don't go in my coins. We still this is business for her too. So, you know, hey. So, guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first ever episode of Fear Doesn't Go With My Outfit. I love my BFF being the first guest. I was like, who can do it? And I'm like, I got to pop it off with her. Fear Doesn't Go With My Purpose. I think we're all just trying to figure out where we're going to be when we grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So I thought this was the best show, the best topic to start with, because it's, you know, everyone has a gift. And I think a lot of us aren't tapping into it.
We're like fear to just,
because it might be something different.
Exactly.
And folks, regular folk.
Regular schmegulas.
Aren't going to get it. But it's like, who wants to be like everybody else? Who wants to be lookalikes? Who wants to function like everybody else? I love being a beautiful weirdo. Like, I think we have the most fun ever.
Yes.
I think we have the best time.
Yes.
So I urge you guys, all my fly girls, to just be you. And we are going to be back with another episode of Fear Doesn't Go In My Outfit. So, guys, stay tuned. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Connect with me. You guys know where to find me. Facebook, Instagram, thecrystalmarie.com, The Crystal Marie Brand on Instagram, Crystal Marie on Facebook. And, yeah, so we'll be back next time. I love you guys. Bye.